Led Zeppelin on Rock 106.9. What is and what should never be at 8:18 now on your Wednesday. I'm Ryan. That triple play after 8:30, three songs from Creedence Clearwater Revival this morning. In studio, as promised, it is Mount Vernon Police Chief Robert Brands. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thanks for coming in this morning. We're going to talk about National Night Out. It's back and it's on August 4th, right?
Yeah, it's August 4th from 5 to 8 p.m. at Veterans Park this year.
Okay. And it was kind of on hiatus for a little while, and then you had it at the Aquatic Zoo. It's back at the park, and boy, this is it's just an opportunity for families to get out and just have some fun.
Yeah, it's for all ages. There'll be free food, inflatables. So there's something for all ages, from a toddler all the way up to an adult. There's going to be something fun for everyone to do.
Yeah, National Night Out once again on August 4th, which is a Tuesday night from 5 to 8, Veterans Park in Mount Vernon. We were talking before we came on air. Back in the day, we used to have a program on here called Dare on the Air. And I remember National Night Out happening then, and it was a big deal, and it is a big deal. You know, it's for families, neighbors, first responders, just whoever. Come on out, enjoy a night out, right?
Yeah, so we'll have a police department there, several other first responder agencies there, and it's a time for the public to come out and meet officers and different first responders in a positive environment and to get to know each other and to have a fun time together.
Absolutely. And what's all going to be featured there? Games and
so, yeah, like I said, we're going to have different inflatables for all different ages. There'll be some for targeted toward teenagers, some targeted toward younger kids to have fun. We'll have a dunk booth. We'll have some different games that they can play with officers, like tug of war and different things like that. We'll also have police cars, the Bearcat, the SWAT vehicle for people to see. We'll have hamburgers, hot dogs, chips, other treats, and many other things that will be fun for everybody to see. Also, we'll have a canine demonstration. There's all kinds of things. I would encourage people to follow our Facebook page to see different things that we're going to start releasing that we're going to have there. It will be a lot of fun.
Yeah, and that's the Mount Vernon Police Department Facebook page, correct?
Yes.
And it says on here, are you still requesting some food, some supplies, or monetary donations?
Yeah, we're still seeking some things, and they can reach out to Destiny Newton at the Mount Vernon Police Department. They can call up there at 618-242-2131. Or just message us through our Facebook page. We have received some generous donations of food and monetary to help put on this this event. We last had it at Veterans Park in 2015, and unfortunately, due to some budget cuts, it was one of the many programs that got cut that year. Mm-hmm. And then last year, we tried to bring it back, and we had it at the Aquatic Zoo. And it just didn't feel the same, so we decided to have it back at Veterans Park because we had great participation there. It's centrally located, and nothing brings people together like free food. So we decided to put that all on again this year.
Yeah, and it's right in your backyard.
Yes,
there
yes,
at the, right from behind the us. From the police station. So yeah, free food, as you mentioned, dunk tanks, balloon animals, face painting, cotton candy machine, snow cones, demonstrations. It's National Night Out once again, happening on Tuesday, August 4th, from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Veterans Park in Mount Vernon. And anything else we need to mention about it?
No, it's just going to be a fun time. Like I said, it's from 5 to 8 p.m. on that Tuesday night. It's a national event. It's held on the same day throughout the nation, and it's an opportunity for police and the public to come together in a positive environment and to get to know each other.
Absolutely. Talking with Mount Vernon Police Chief Robert Brands, appreciate you coming in, and once again, we encourage people to check out the Mount Vernon Police Department Facebook page for more information, and thanks for bringing this back to Mount Vernon and back to the park for National Night Out, and appreciate you coming in.
I'm glad you could have us.